Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, we see artists honor other artists that inspire them all the time.
Sure.
You know, you see them cover their biggest songs, mm-hmm. right? Step in when somebody passes away in the band for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never seen anything like this.
What the hell happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. James Hetfield from Metallica.
Yeah.
You're familiar, right?
Yeah.
Set himself on fire, plays guitar.
Mm-hmm. Likes to sue people.
One of his biggest influences, according to him, is Motorhead, specifically Lemmy from Motorhead.
Okay.
And we all know a couple years ago, Lemmy passed away.
Yeah.
Lemmy was an extreme, extreme guy.
Mm-hmm.
All guns a-blazing, all stop, no go.
Yeah.
To honor Lemmy, James Hetfield got a new tattoo.
Okay.
Standard, right. Yeah. Except the tattoo ink is made with the ashes of Lemmy.
Oh. You could do that?
Apparently you can. James Hetfield's new tattoo contains the human remains of Lemmy.
How is that legal?
I don't know.
Medically, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Lemmy or any guy.
Well, I mean, Lemmy especially.
Pretty not healthy.
Yeah. I mean, think all the things. So not healthy, he had that thing on his face for like the last 40 years of his life.
Maybe you cook out all the unhealth when you cremate. Like you burn all that off.
Would you want to risk it though?
No.
Yeah,
especially like, you know, your wife's one thing.
Mm.
The most unhealthy drug guy of all time, right? I don't.
Yeah.
Just having an allergic reaction or something like that alone, you know?
Yeah. Now, by the way, I did my old man misspeak because I said Lemmy died a couple years ago. He died in 2015.
Oh.
Wow.
It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I know.
So,
the world changed, man.
Hetfield, talking to the BBC, said that Lemmy inspired him in ways that he couldn't describe. Said without him, there wouldn't be a Metallica. When he was around him, he felt like things were going to be okay.
I never thought of that guy as being like that kind of a musician, though.
Well, Motorhead had a major influence. I mean, we're not going
to. I don't know.
I'm not going to have this conversation with you.
I wouldn't put him up. I wouldn't put him top shelf. I need a tattoo of this dude.
Okay, if he inspired you to live your dream
right.
and you had major success at it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Mm. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've known each other a long time.
20 years.
Yep, probably. Worked together. You know. You're on your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And as the party's wrapping up, I go to you and I go, listen, I've meant so much to you. I want to get a tattoo with your remains.
Mm.
Would you give me the okay?
Yeah, what do I care?
It wouldn't bother you that you're going to be in my body for the rest of my life?
No, but I'm going to be gone. And I don't think I'm going to be hovering over watching you. So my belief is when you're gone, you're just gone. I'm going to be a bag of fertilizer anyway, so what do I care?
No, I understand, but it wouldn't freak you out that I want to put your body in my body.
No. But you make it sound...
How about Saturday?
You make it sound so erotic. You're just getting a tattoo. I want your body inside my body.
It's his body.
Yes, but it's ashes.
Would you want to know what the tattoo was of, at least?
It's going to be something stupid.
She brings up a good point.
I mean, like, that would be less of why do you want to use my ashes and more like, well, what's the tribute going
to
be?
Would you ask that question of your husband if he asked for this permission to do this?
Like, if he asked, if I went first
God
and
forbid,
he wanted to use
something
my...
something terrible?
I'd be like, so what are you going to get?
Well, you wouldn't trust him to get a tattoo that you felt honored
it would be your
not
portrait.
Not even so much that I would trust him, but you've seen those kind of things go bad where it's like somebody gets a picture of somebody, it doesn't look like that person. You know what I mean?
But like Tommy said, you're not going to be here
to see
it.
No, I understand.
I mean, do you believe in an afterlife?
I don't know what I believe.
Right.
I want to hope there's something.
All right. So you believe
like
you'd
have
to...
I don't have like a specific belief in
that.
You'd
be hovering over.
She doesn't even hope she wants to hope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try, but I'll try to try.
If it works out.
Crossing my fingers.
Right.
I mean, it's an interesting idea.
It's an honor. You want to wear this person on you for the rest of your life,
but
and
again,
it's permanent.
It happened 9 years after he died, so it's not even like Lemmy got to hear about
it. Yeah, he did kind of drag his ass on this guy that was such a major influence, too.
Unless it took a while to get a hold of his ashes. By the way, Lemmy, this isn't the first story that Lemmy's ashes made. After he passed away as part of his like memorial funeral, they fired off like a shell with his ashes in it. Much Hunter S. Thompson style.
All right.
Okay.
So they weren't even all that. They're pretty kind of lackadaisical with this dude's body.
Yeah, fast and loose with Lemmy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I mean, it kind of fits the what you know.
Yeah,
of
he
Lemmy.
Was fast and loose, right?
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. James Hetfield of Metallica just got a new tattoo. The ink of the tattoo contains the ashes of Motorhead's Lemmy. And he talks about how important Lemmy was to him. Without Lemmy, there is no Metallica. So an urn containing some of the ashes of Lemmy will also be displayed at a heavy metal music festival in August, and then it will be permanently displayed at a UK music venue called Rock City, where Motorhead did 10 shows between 87 and 2006.
Oh, so you can go see his ashes.
In a rock...
museum?
No, it's a concert venue.
No, but this last one where it's going to be
it's a venue. It says...
venue? Okay.
Yeah, it says UK rock music venue, Rock City. Is that cool or is that weird?
To go see somebody's urn?
Well, like you if you were going to a show, you wouldn't even be going to see the urn. You would just walk by Lemmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
On your way to see, like, you know, Poison.
Yeah. I don't know.
Doesn't freak you out?
No.
If I wasn't ready for it, I think that might freak me.
Oh, yeah. If you're not expecting that. Yeah. That would be a little...
some Lemmy stuff?
Well, no, just like that's Lemmy's... yeah, that's Lemmy right there.
There he is.
There he is. I came here for the. I was looking for the merch table, and there's Lemmy's body. Like when we were in England, my wife made me go to Westminster Abbey.
Well, that's number one right there, buddy.
And I had to meet her there because she was somewhere else with the kids. Yeah. And I was like, I walk in, and they don't tell you when you're walking into the church. There's crypts.
Yeah, I would think London is gonna be slammed with dead dudes,
bro. There's dead people everywhere.
Think how long they've been an empire, right? Yeah.
But like as you're walking,
gotta go back 200-300 years.
As you're walking into this church, it's literally like two dozen bodies just right next to you.
Here's the weirdest thing: all related, they're all first cousins.
But some of those bodies have been there for like 1,000 years.
Wait, there's a 1,000-year-old,
hundreds of years. No, it could be.
Get run over by a dinosaur? You know, 1,000-year-old dude.
There are plenty of people who have been dead 1,000 years. Like everybody that lived,
they would have been eaten by the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Like the first queen would have been her completely annihilated.
What would it sound like if the first
queen... I'll get off of me! This pterodactyl thing! This flying lizard is killing me!
Is there someone you wouldn't want to have your ashes as a tattoo?
Yeah, some people that don't like me so much.
Just get a giant turd on their arm.
Jesus Christ, you go right there? You've been holding that one right there, huh? Giant turd.
I don't know.
Don't you think of me a giant turd?
No, but if they didn't like you, why did they get a tribute?
Like, I knew my two ex-wives would put something nasty on their body.
Oh,
if they were
going to
do it. Yeah, my ex-wives, I knew they would do something horrible.
But no, what if after the fact they realize, you know what, we spent time together. Yeah. There are plenty of people who, after someone passes, realize, look, I treated this person a poor way.
I think the longer they think about it, the worse the tattoo's going to get.
Here's the other thing I would fear, too, because I was unaware this was a thing.
I didn't know you could do that.
Can you Google how common this is? Like, see if there's a place you can go? My fear now that this is, like, out in the open publicly with, you know, James Hetfield getting Lemmy's ashes in ink for a tattoo.
Yeah.
People that would want you to do this or think you would want to do this after they passed away.
Oh, like, ask you? Like, almost, like, in tribute?
Yeah, like, if my old man was, like, on his deathbed, I was like, you know, hey, okay, just so you know, if you want to use my ashes to get a tattoo, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You kind of have to do it.
You don't have to do it. You just say you're going to do it. Well, again, I don't believe there's an afterlife, so I will tell anybody anything they want to hear, because I don't think there's any consequence.
It's not about him looking over me in heaven. It's about everyone else that would find out he said do that and think I'm a monster for promising, yes, I would do that.
You can still do it. Yeah, but I've been trying to find an artist. Nobody wants to do it.
Is that it?
Yeah. The industry's changed, man.
It
went all corporate.
You bring up a good point. Do you have to find like a specialty tattoo artist?
I guess somebody that knows how to do that. Because I'm guessing the ink is different because it's got ashes in it.
Again.
You got to shake it up.
You do. It does sound like you have to like send the ashes away to get it put into ink.
Okay.
And then it goes to the artist or whoever.
God damn, what does that cost?
Yeah, it says... there's like a whole like sterilization process.
Well, that answers our first question.
But the tattoos are expensive. Especially details crap like that.
I would imagine this is not cheap.
Like if you're going to get like your dad's portrait or something, that's probably like $1,000.
Well, especially my dad because it's going to take up so much space.
Oh, you're getting life size.
Well, no, just his spiky hair. Well, now, like, there's other things people have done with their loved ones' ashes. In fact, there's a whole business. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn their ashes into gems and, like, stones to put into jewelry.
Mm-hmm. I had that piece of jewelry that my brother had made of my mother's ashes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's Probably a little bit still around.
You monster.
I didn't pour
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not talking about having something with the ashes inside.
You're talking about the ashes are turned into something.
Yes, you can turn the actual ashes into a stone and wear it as like a necklace or a ring or something.
You know what would be cool to get? Is an actual bone. If
no.
you're going to do it.
No.
Now, hold on. You say no, you don't hear.
When you start with actual bone, I'm out.
Wait. A bone of the person you love, and you make that into a necklace. Like a charm.
You can
carve it.
You can turn ashes into diamonds.
We're just talking about that while you were on the phone. No, yeah. But like, no, bro. Have you ever seen?
Like, let's say you took a bone, like the shin bone or something like that.
No,
and then you would fashion it into an.
It's gross, that's man. It's weird. Yeah.
That's gross, but
yes.
But ink, skin ink.
Yeah, but you don't know that looking at it.
Well, you wouldn't even know. It could be carved. It could have a saying in it.
Have you ever like what?
I don't know.
I've run out of ideas.
No, but let's say your family, like you know, people have like sayings they say or something like that.
People have sayings
that mean something to them.
Don't take my bone, written on the front. No, like okay, so I went to Aquinas.
Yeah.
And St. Thomas Aquinas, who is the patron.
Yeah, you could have like your school, like the whatever the crest is.
What I'm trying to say is, they have a piece of St. Thomas Aquinas' bone in the school.
Really?
Get the hell out of there!
It's a relic. Yeah, it's a
you can see it.
Yes, it's a Catholic. It's on display. It's a tiny little chip, but it's a Catholic thing. They have what's called relics, and like they take pieces of saints and they send them all over the world to be housed places. Well, I mean, look.
What do you think it actually is?
They say it's him. I mean, he was...
Like, what, part of the bone?
No, like, do you think it's actually a bone?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. But, like, every time I would walk by it, because it's in the hallway.
Yeah.
Every time I would walk by it, it was always kind of weird.
Kind of creepy.
Like, that could be a piece of a man that lived 1,000 years ago.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Awesome.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call. Tom's on CMF. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. What do you got?
My father passed away in March of 2018, and we had him cremated. And about 4 months later, I went and got a tattoo with a quote from Jimmy Valvano, and I got his ashes put in it.
Okay, what did it? Okay, first of all, sorry about your father.
Wait, the basketball coach?
Yeah, never give up.
He put it,
never.
That was
ever,
his tattoo.
Ever
yeah.
give up?
You know, you could have just bought the T-shirt or the tie.
Tom, what did it cost to have your father's ashes shipped away, get the ink, and have the work done?
I actually didn't go with the route of shipping them out. One of my good friends owned a tattoo shop in Rochester, and he just had me sign like an extra waiver, like that if I got an infection or something, he wasn't liable, basically, and that was it.
Oh, so you just put the ashes right in the ink.
Yeah, I brought a small portion of the ashes with me. He took like a small spoon, took the ashes out, put them in the cup before he put the ink in, and then put the ink in, and then mixed it all together.
So you loved your dad so much, and you wanted to get this done, but you cheaped out on what you wanted to spend. You got your buddy Rusty Pete's tattoo shop on Lyle to do this for you.
He was cheap too, so he appreciated it.
Right.
It's what he would have wanted.
Family tradition of cheap.
Exactly.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.